One hell of a news headline to wake up to. The Statue of Liberty was given to us by the French. And those politicians have said, you know what? We want it back. Goddamn. Welcome back to the Meatweed Podcast, where today we are discussing one thing and one thing only. Everything in the world, because we have no fucking topics anymore. We're running out of stuff. Actually, you know what? Let's learn a little bit. Oh, okay, that hurt. A little bit about what? I have no idea. Listen, I'm going to be totally honest with you. Today, I got a spark of inspiration, mainly caused by one thing. It has been almost a month and a half since I went to the gym. That's it. Anyway. In a previous episode of the podcast, I discussed the climate of memes being dry for the year or the month of March. Granted, it's good every now and then to have a drought. It's like nature. You can't have too much water all the time. Sometimes things got to dry up a bit and then other stuff can thrive. The problem is I did not anticipate the amount of backlash, backfiring, and look... There was a meme that got popular, very popular, in fact, and it's really embarrassing because it's not funny. In fact, I hate to say it, it's one of those recycled memes, unfortunately. It became a meme not in this month, it became a meme to hate on the thing. It's the Cherry Blossom Iced Tea song. I don't know anything else about that. I don't know anything about these creators. All I know is it's a girl with a very high voice and a guy who's always sounding like, "Why are you whispering?" So it's trying to sound like critical with a higher voice. The thing is, people can have their fun on the internet. You know, you can enjoy whatever you want on the internet. It's just the fact that people decided to pull it back because it was in the year 2024. They brought it back and they decided, you know what? We're not letting sleeping dogs lie. We're going to decide to hate on this thing vehemently. We're going to lambast it constantly, and we're going to hate on the fans. That's not... Don't do that, man. I know the internet's full of, like, edgy teenagers and people who hate. But, really? Like, I would have preferred the drought. I would have preferred no memes, you know? Which is funny, because ironically, in a very meta commentary, the meme of the drought became a meme itself, and therefore, cured the drought. Thus, defeating itself in the purpose. Imagine a messenger shooting himself in the foot. That's basically what's going on. No, it's not. That makes no sense. Anyway, the meme, I don't like it. Simple as that. I heard the song. I decided, you know what? I'm going to listen to it, see what the fuss is about. And it just kind of sounded like one of those songs that a teenager and their friends would make, just not thinking twice about it. And... people in a more wholesome community listening to it and going, "Oh, that's so catchy." That's really it. The problem was not even the fans. You know, there's fans for everything. The problem became that people brought it up and they started using the acronym, right? And the acronym is clever for one reason. It circumvents and makes its way around censorship. Because the word is SYBAU, S-Y-B-A-U. And it's shut your bitch ass up. Which, if you just type it out, it will be censored, it'll be deleted, your account will be reported, you know, that stuff. It's bullying, it's bullying. What these people decided to do is simply type in SYBAU on every single person who is a fan of the song. It's... let people enjoy things. And, like, at the same time, I don't know. I feel like I'm on both sides. I'm on a stalemate, you know? This is not my war. I'm simply narrating, to be honest. The way I see it is there are people in both sides that I understand their viewpoint. Well, in one, the song's kind of annoying. That's it. It's one of those things where you don't like an artist, you don't like the song. That's it. On the other, it's a catchy tune and you and your friends are just having fun listening to it. I don't understand. You know, it's one of those things, you know? I'm almost 30, man. What the hell am I talking about? I should be paying my mortgage. That's really it, really. I mean... Listen, another thing has come up. Another major thing. One, I've put off something for too long, and now I am... Hang on, let me put this up. It's a painting of mine, right, that I've been working on. But I stopped for a bit, and now that I'm looking at it again, it needs a little bit of touches, and that's it. Okay, I hiccuped. All I'm thinking is maybe a little bit of straw here as a nest. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, I wanted to thank you guys for one thing. The response to the MRE video was overwhelmingly positive. I'm actually really surprised. No ads were bought, no nothing, right? It's organically growing. The video got more subscribers to the channel. More people were commenting. Someone recommended canned fish reviews, and lo and behold, I just bought some. Hell yeah. It worked out in our favor. I really appreciate that. I don't know if we got more Patreon subscribers. Patreon's been kind of weird with the notifications. If anything has happened, I have not seen it. I am thinking of continuing the podcast exclusive episodes. Having said that, I will say one thing. Morbid Universe, the other channel I had, is officially dead. I deleted it. There are no videos left. There are no podcast episodes left. The only ones remaining are the hard copies on my computer. You cannot listen to it. I'm thinking of putting it on the podcast as a paid exclusive. Having said that, I will not do that. Period. That's it. I don't know, man. I feel like you gotta... Some ideas are better left on the drawing board. That one wasn't too bad. Granted, it was just okay, but I really didn't like getting in that mood, you know? Morbid Universe was more about me being incredibly serious, delving onto really dark topics, and quite honestly, I just didn't like doing it, you know? And there was a reason for it, right? At the time, Dahmer was out, and it was really popular. But the more I looked into it, the more I realized Dahmer's incredibly controversial, and I don't like that. I'm not about controversy, okay? I try to stay away from it as much as I can, granted, as politics as well, but right now, both of those are incredibly... Hi, you know, it's like an in the red here in the United States, and it's something you can't avoid. You know, you don't want to be controversial. You don't want to be anything other than a beacon of joy, and it's not easy. It is not easy. Let me tell you that. I absolutely love the fucking reflective sound foam. It's working like a charm right now. It's really putting it over time. Also, another thing. Before I, after I had done the video. I put in the sound foam. So in the next video for YouTube, there's going to be sound foam in the background. And unfortunately, it is not put in well. You're going to see all the gaps in between the spaces. I'm going to be honest. I noticed it. And by the time I tried to take off the sticky bit, it was too late. It was not going to come off. That's embarrassing. But we did what we could. It's doing its job, you know. I'm not going to sit here and say it's not. It's doing its job. Oh, boy. Man, I have had an eventful week. Do you guys know that Target brand ice cream is actual ice cream and not ice cream product? We should talk about that. Listen, there's a thing about ice cream that I don't like, and that is that most products in the United States labeled as ice cream are not. They're not real ice cream. They're ice cream product or dessert beverage. No, that's not it. Dessert product, something like that. Basically, if it's labeled as an ice cream, it has to be an ice cream with a certain amount of butter fat. You know, it has to be like legitimate, you know, no vegetable oils or nothing. It has to be actual milk fat. And that's what we're eating here in the house. I feel better. I'm going to be honest. My health is still like shit, but I'm not going to lie. I've been trying to work out more. Trying to. I really am trying to, man. Seriously, like sometimes you try to go to the gym and you realize that your 24-hour gym isn't 24/7. It's 24/3. Are you kidding me? I'm not joking, too. It's not even like 24 hours the whole week. It's like 24 hours Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not Friday. Not Friday. It's open, but it's not 24 hours. What kind of bullshit is that? I only went today because I could, okay? I only went today because I could. I want to mention something on the podcast. Right here and now, I have a unique issue, and it's very embarrassing to me. But not really. It's embarrassing to me as in... The YouTube video showed my new desk, and people are immediately realizing, hey, isn't that the TikTok shop desk? Yeah, it is. It was dirt cheap when I bought it. But it came last year, like the beginning of last year, right? So a full year now. And I never assembled it in my old house because I thought, nah, I'm going to need it for the new house. And I'm here now. So once I assembled it, I put it together. It was actually pretty solid. I loved it. No piece came undone. It held its weight it did everything a desk should, right? I'd pay top dollar for a desk like this, is what I'm saying. And I got a massive deal on something like this. So I decided to look into it further, and I thought, hey, what other products do they have? The store closed. The store closed, man. Never wait a year. Like, immediately just open it up, make sure everything's in place. This fucking desk is the only one remaining from the store that I bought it at. I looked it up online. They went off, like, shortly after I bought the fucking thing. And I don't know if I got scammed. I don't know if there's something up with this piece of furniture that I didn't see that is, you know, incredibly wrong. You know, maybe there's something in here. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's doing its job. It's doing it pretty damn well. I mean, it's just steel and wood, you know? Like, that's all I wanted. It's solid, too. You hear that? It's a really thick piece of wood, too. It's not compressor board, whatever that's called. I don't know what it is, but it's just a big slab of wood. It's doing its job. It's doing its job. It's doing great. I love it. I love it so fucking much. Let me tell you right now. I would have paid $300 for this desk, but I paid $100. $100 flat. And that's it. So yeah, of course I like it. And my heart broke when I couldn't find any other pieces. I found a side table that's similar looking to these pieces of wood. And this kind of like brutalist architecture looking desk. But I couldn't find anything else. That's the problem. That's a huge problem for me. If anyone can, you know what? I can't even show the desk. I'm kind of embarrassed about it, how much stuff is already on here. Speaking of which, there's a thing I should have thrown away. I don't know why I didn't throw it. Hang on. I love learning stuff that are so out of nowhere, okay? And I'm really curious about this. And you know what? This gives me an idea for another video. Oh boy, I am going to make a mistake. And I think this could be wrong, right? I could definitely be wrong about this. But this looks like a mistake waiting to happen. But I'm going to make a mistake anyway. Oh, sorry, I had a hiccup. Okay, wow, that's not stopping. All right, there we go. Anyway, there's a thing called soda cake. No eggs, no oil. All you do is add a can of soda to the cake mix of any box cake. You know, the Betty Crocker one? The one where you add oil and an egg, and then you put in the oven, you know? That's it, really. They decided to, I don't know who did this, right? I just found a meme on TikTok, and I'm really curious about it. I'm going to save this. It has to do with, again, the box cakes, right? But all you do is mix it with soda. It's that easy, right? Let me put it this way. There's a Betty Crocker, pink cake. What is that? All right, what is that? That is a... Oh, here it is. Betty Crocker Strawberry Shortcake plus A&W root beer. You mix those two together and you get a good cake. Let's see here. Very Cherry Chip Cake. Oh my god, I can't even read the boxes, okay? Let's just put it this way. There's a lemon cake, and what you want to do is you put a can of Sprite in there and you mix it up. And then you get a zesty lemon cake. And then there's Devil's Food Cake, which becomes Sinless Devil Food Cake if you put a can of Diet Coke in there. That sounds awful, actually. It sounds really bad. I'm really curious, though. This does interest me here. I'm going to put this on video ideas. There we go. I don't know if I'll do it because there's six cakes. What am I going to do with six cakes after I'm done with the video? See, here's the thing about YouTube, right? You have to think about the consequences afterwards. When I finished the MRE video, I had an entire trash bin full of uneaten food, and it attracted pests, and I don't like that at all. It's kind of annoying to me. The main issue being is that I didn't want that, you know? I didn't want to eat an entire MRE, especially one that was older than 20 years, I believe. Pretty old. Why did they have it here? I don't know. That took forever. Right? There's a huge box of it. I think one was eaten. 20 years there, sitting there. But I'm glad they didn't get rid of it because it was still edible, sure. But edible is it's a stretch. It's definitely a stretch. It's like a cat on a windowsill. It's a stretch, right? But I don't know. I did it. I did the video. It's gone now. The MRE that I made is all trashed. There is one thing that I ate, and that was the pudding, the vanilla pudding. And there was another thing. The cup of coffee at the end. There was an instant coffee at the end. And it was really good, actually. Watch the video, okay? If you haven't watched the YouTube video, go on Meatweed Podcast YouTube. Or go on YouTube, type in Meatweed Podcast, and I'm there, okay? We're closing in on 1,000 subscribers soon. That's a lot. That's a lot. Like, I'm really excited for that number to finally cross over a bit. And when it does happen, I'm going to be smiling. Just a little smile, a little smirk, like that, you know? Like, you could fucking see it, never mind. But yeah, I am actually pretty excited. I'm pretty stoked about it. I want to thank you guys, by the way, for that. Because I'm really motivated to make more YouTube videos because people like them. And on top of that, I used to get, like, I'll admit to it. I used to put ads, and, you know, I would promote the video so it would reach a wider audience. And yet, it's doing good. I have a feeling the thumbnail definitely helped. There's just a huge fire in it. I mean, I'm making an MRE. You definitely don't want fire around that. Oh, my goodness. There's also YouTube Shorts that have been getting attention. I have a feeling YouTube Shorts have definitely been helping. They work in place of advertisement, and it doesn't cost money. So that's nice. That's actually quite nice. The problem is, I'm not going to be that guy that makes one YouTube video and has like 10 or 20 YouTube Shorts. I'll do 3 or 4 max, and I'm on 3, so I'll do 1 more maximum. And even then, that's not going to be right away, maybe next week or something. Although I would rather, if I can, make more YouTube videos back to back, you know, more sudden, more quick, but not too fast. Here's the thing that people get wrong. You don't make YouTube videos back to back for the sake of it. You do something like JonTron, where, or Ordinary Things, JonTron, and Internet Historian, or Incognito Mode, because what they do is they'll make YouTube videos, right? But they're such high quality, and it takes them forever to do it, but it is worth the wait. Fredrik Knudsen is another one. The man is a quality gentleman, okay? Fredrik Knudsen once took 2 years to release a video, and I waited. I waited for the video to come out. That is intense, right? That's a long video. Because the thing is, I don't know a single person in this world that does more research than Fredrik Knudsen. When I learned about the Austrian wine poisoning, it was entirely because of him. They merely mentioned it in The Simpsons, and this guy makes a 47-minute video and explains the entirety of everything. I don't even think it's 40 minutes. I think it's like an hour and a half. It's a long video, and I've watched it several times back and forth. Great video. Fredrik Knudsen, fucking love you, man. Seriously, you're a great, great YouTuber. I just saw a TikTok about a lady who was crying because... Okay, I kind of knew this, but it's just funny to see it. Manatees are so nice. So nice. And so endangered, sadly. Manatees are so nice that they don't have a mean bone in their body, right? They don't have that part of their brain that tells them to attack or defend themselves or anything, right? Manatees are so nice that sharks won't even attack them. They're so docile that sharks just like them. You know, they're like water dogs. The sad part is they kind of do look like dogs, you know? Like, they look like those old hound dogs, the ones that have like the droopy face and they go woof, and they're like really slow. They look like old people. But it's so sad. She was crying because manatees are endangered, and that's what made her cry. But all the comments just made it worse because this lady was reading them, and some of them say manatees will hug divers. They don't have a mean bone in their body. They won't bite or anything. They're big, right? So that's kind of a problem. It's like they're really intimidatingly large. But they'll hug you. They'll just give you a big hug. And the sad part is because they're endangered, you can't hug them back. That's so sad, dude. You'll actually go to jail for hugging a manatee. That's probably the one crime I could see people committing and not be a criminal. You know what I mean? Like, there's some stuff that people do where it's like if you commit a certain crime, like, I don't know, murder. Like, it's like, yeah, clearly you're a criminal, right? But don't get people in trouble for hugging a manatee. That's so sad. I mean, it was helpless anyway. They're so big and puffy and cute. You know what? I've never seen a manatee in person, even though I've been to the aquarium several times. I guess they're just that endangered. It's kind of sad. Kinda is an understatement. We really did fuck up the planet, didn't we? I think America specifically. I don't know. I think we really fucked it up. Why did we do that? I used to be in the Green Party. advocating for recycling and stuff like that until I realized that recycling, like when I actually grew up and started working in the real world, I worked in a recycling plant at one point where I helped them out. And it, my God, was it worse for the earth. The recycling plants had these chemicals that would like erase ink from boxes and stuff. And I thought, hey, what's that black stuff on the ground? And it was like an entire pool, and around it, the water that was crystallizing the floor, like crystallizing, like I don't know how to put it. It's like salt crystals, right? That's what it looks like. That's the only way I could put it. It was not salt, but it looked like it. Absolutely looked like salt. Like it would crunch underneath your feet. And the closer you got to the pool, the stronger the smell was. And it was incredibly powerful. And I am pretty sure that me just being near it for like a minute gave me some sort of cancer. I don't know what it was, but it was so strong. Whatever this black liquid was, I presumably water, tainted water of some kind, whatever it was so pungent, man. Like, I don't know how to put it other than, you know when, oh, my stomach, hang on. What's up with my stomach, man? Anyway, do you know when, let's say you're using nail polish remover, you know that stinging sensation in your nose? Imagine if you couldn't escape it. People had respirators on to get near this thing. And I just, Jesus, we really did fuck up the earth, man. It's so bad. It's so bad. Ow, my elbow. Hey, I want to go back to the meme drought of 2025. People seem to not understand that a meme born out of necessity is not long term. None of them are. Memes die so fast. It's annoying. And let me tell you right now, one did come up, another one, because I mentioned that there was a previous one that was kind of mean, was like making fun of people just because they like a certain song. That's mean. There was a term they used too. Well, it's like, you know, something's a bit corny. Okay, they used that, but they took that ball and ran with it. Cornball. That's what they did. And it's like an image of a ball made of corn. They'd put a text over it saying blank fans, you know, whatever song you don't like, put it over that. Anything corny. There's another song that is funny because to me it's funny at least. But I you know what? I think in general it's pretty damn funny. Cause this next thing doesn't make fun of anybody. I love lemonade. That's it. That's the meme.
Damn it. I need a coffee.
Two coffees.
I love lemonade.
That's the song. I wonder if I still have it on my playlist. Hang on. Picked up my brother from school the other day, and I was just playing, I love lemonade. Just that over and over again. It's okay. I mean, it'll do. No one hates that song. It's just as cheesy as the rest of them, right? But no one hates it. I don't know why. There seems to be a demographic issue. If that makes any sense to you, you probably grew up in a similar background to me. Oh my God, this is a left turn in the podcast episode. Hey, that's good news. That's really good news. I want to sit you guys down and tell you an uplifting story. A very, very uplifting story. Picture this, if you will. A man living in a house. The house, absolutely filthy. He goes to open the refrigerator. The refrigerator's entire door comes off. Everything in the fridge, what's left of it anyway, whatever's still remaining in this absolute desolate fridge, is all you have to eat. What do you have? You have a microwave, a sink that just barely works, and an air fryer. What will you do with these components? Well, if you're anything like Hood Meals, which, my God, that's incredible. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. This man went from making ludicrous videos, simply cooking meals in this exact scenario where opening the freezer would knock the door off. or opening the fridge would completely collapse the front half of the fridge, exposing the elements to your food and whatever roaches may be around. Leaving food in an air fryer to harden and throw aside, literally physically throw it aside, for our entertainment, for the entertainment of millions on TikTok, millions, because people were watching him, and there were not a little bit of people, there was a significant amount of people. Now, picture this man making all kinds of food, okay, and using nothing but an air fryer and some seasoning, occasionally hot water. This lovely gentleman just posted a video where he is standing in front of a beautiful house, beautiful new house, a beautiful new car. He has gotten his hair cut and he got a nice suit on. He's doing a little dance in front of the house, letting everyone know that this is a true rags to riches story. Hood cooking made it out of the hood. That is incredible. I don't know how to put that. That's fucking cool. Like, you don't understand. One of the first things that I saw on TikTok was this man. And I hadn't thought about him for a while. You know, the gimmick for me was kind of old, thinking, yeah, he's just gonna make a mess in the kitchen. That's already a mess. It's already, the dishes are full. The sink is broken. You know, all kinds of stuff, really. And here he is, dancing in front of a, what is that? What is that, a brand new Chevy? A new car? A new house? Jesus. The man is living well. I'm gonna repost that. That's nice. That is very nice. Hood cooking made it out of the hood. And every one of the comments is saying the one thing that I agree with. They made the right person rich. I love that. Seriously, there's these things online. I just call them things. These influencers online that are terrible people, right? And I mean, like, maybe they do stuff on purpose. Because everyone else, controversy sells. I hate to say it, but controversy sells. And if you wonder why I haven't made it, it's because I'm not poking the bear. Okay? I'd rather play it safe. Now, occasionally, somebody will get famous, not for controversy, not for doing stuff that is unethical, simply for working hard. The dream, as it were. Maybe favors to the right people. You never know. My God, I'm still sticky with sweat. I didn't realize. It's crazy because it's actually cold in here, so not a good mix. Anyway, I love this video. With all my heart, in fact. Hood cooking, congrats. Welcome to modest living. I love the suit, by the way. Your haircut is lovely. For context, earlier videos, he had very long dreads. Very long dreads. They went to, I think, his shoulders. Pretty decent length. But I don't know. That's awesome. I love that. I love that for him. Okay? I'm actually like, you can hear the tone in my voice. I'm smiling. That's awesome. Dude, congrats. You will literally never hear this podcast episode. Welcome back. What am I saying? That's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. We really appreciate all the love that the YouTube channel has been getting. I'm going to be honest. If the YouTube channel does get big enough, I might just focus on that. I don't know if I'll discontinue the podcast, but it will no longer be weekly. Having said that, this has to do with a lot of features, really. I want to focus on YouTube, but I want there to be an audience there, you know, because I've noticed that I've harnessed and gathered these people listening to the podcast every month, every week, every, you know, throughout the years, it's been growing. I don't want to stop doing it. I just want to maybe do it maybe every other week and focus more on YouTube, but only if the fans are still there. And I ask for permission because I'm not going to stop doing something if it's gaining clicks, if it's getting views. The internet is a fickle mistress, okay? Things will change. People will leave, they'll come and go, they'll get famous. Empires rise and fall overnight. Only JS said the thing. I'm still remembering that. The only reason I remember that is because now, the town that I live in, I would have been her neighbor. No joke. Anyway. Wow. Did I just dox myself? No, I didn't. People don't know where she's from. That's actually surprising. I thought for sure people would know where she's from. Of all places. It's not even that hard to find. It's not that hard to find. I'm not gonna... Oh boy, if I get an email, I'll probably let someone know. That's gonna do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I will see you guys next week. I'm gonna try to get a YouTube video out this week. or this month at least. But Patreon's in the description. We have a free tier, so you don't got to actually, you know, subscribe. You can just listen to it for free. And that's fine. See you guys next week.